Deployment would only be after a ceasefire to support Ukraine's capabilities to conduct deterrent operations and to construct and protect military hubs. Mr. Speaker, there will be a statement to the House at the earliest opportunity. Were a decision to deploy under the agreement that was signed yesterday, then I would put that matter to this House for a debate beforehand and for a vote on that deployment.
After returning from the summit in Paris, Keir Starmer says he will ask MPs to make the decision on whether British troops should be deployed to Ukraine in the event a peace deal is agreed. British troops are already in Ukraine, have been since 2014, but their job has mainly been to train the Ukrainian army. Even in the event that peace breaks out, potentially thousands of British troops would be required to, and I'm quoting from the Prime Minister here, support Ukraine's capabilities to conduct deterrence operations and to construct and protect military hubs. It seems unlikely that were a peace deal to then be violated, that British troops protecting military sites would be withdrawn. So this would be putting in British troops to defend Ukrainian turf from Russians. Do you want your MP to vote for that? Would you vote for that? Christopher Steele is the former head of the MI6 Russia desk and director of Orbis Business Intelligence. Thanks for coming on the programme, Mr. Steele. I wonder what you make of the degree of commitment here that Keir Starmer is making to Ukraine to say, yes, we will help you with troops, but only if MPs agree.
Yes, hi, Tom. I think it's to some extent theoretical at the moment because, after all, Russia went into Ukraine supposedly to prevent NATO forces being deployed on Ukrainian territory. And, of course, this is exactly what is being proposed here. So I think it's highly likely the Russians would ever agree to this anyway, and therefore it might be very hypothetical going forward. But I do think that if we were found in a situation where we were deploying in Ukraine, there are several problems with this policy. One, of course, is the actual logistics of whether we've got enough troops to make any difference on the ground and therefore to be a credible deterrent. As you know, our forces have declined to below 100,000, and I think initially there was talk of 10,000 British troops going to Ukraine. That's a big contingent, particularly given that we need to do more to defend our own homeland from Russia. The second thing is, would it be dependent on political change in places like France and the UK? I mean, we may end up having a French Rassemblement National president next year in the elections. And what would happen if they, a party mm-hmm. which, after all, has borrowed money from Russia clandestinely and expressed pro-Russian sentiments, going to stick to the agreement? I think there are all sorts of question marks here which really are very serious in terms of the credibility and the durability of this policy.
Well, as you say, hypothetical at the moment because a peace deal has not been agreed, although that is obviously the hope that a negotiated settlement can happen, and there do need to be guarantees of Ukrainian safety, protection from, in the main, Europe, but also America. Is it, though, wise to place British troops, European troops, although what other outcome is possible, in the middle of Russia and Ukraine?
Well, I'm sceptical about that. My view is that the really effective way to bolster Ukraine and to defend Ukraine is to supply the Ukrainian armed forces and the Ukrainian government with the money and the weapons it needs to arm itself to the teeth to deter Russia. After all, it's their own homeland. And I think that's the way I would be going. The other thing I think that...
The Ukrainian military at the moment, Mr. Steele, as you know, is conscripts. Huge numbers of Ukrainian military, trained military personnel are dead. It's the sons and daughters, fathers and mothers of Ukraine who are now fighting this. When we have, Europe collectively has, trained, armed soldiers ready to go.
Yes, I think they should be involved in training and supporting the Ukrainian armed forces. But I still believe that the defence of Ukraine is primarily going to rest on the Ukrainian armed forces. That's the reliable way of defending the country. Because, as I say, you know, if a European force is deployed, does it have American top cover? It's not at all clear I'd be very sceptical as to whether Donald Trump in particular, his administration, could be relied upon when the chips were down to support the European force on the ground in Ukraine. After all, I don't think they're proposing to deploy troops into this force. And therefore, I think there are all sorts of problems with this. And as I say, I think the key way of supporting Ukraine, other than training their forces, is to supply them with the money and the weapons they need to defend themselves. And of course, you've seen in the Euroclear issue where 200 billion euros of Russian assets are frozen. The EU and Britain have been unable to unfreeze and use those assets, which is where the priority, I believe, should be.
So it's hypothetical, of course, but were this to come to a vote, were you to be an MP, Christopher, it would be a no from you.
I would have to see a lot more to convince me that this is a credible and durable way of defending Ukraine, I'm afraid, yes.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on, Christopher Steele, former head of the MI6 Russia Desk, director of Orbis Business Intelligence. Listening to that at 5:09, Lord Andrew Robotham, Conservative peer, former minister for armed forces and a British Army soldier. Thank you for coming on the programme, Andrew. Your reaction to this potential vote?
Well, it's rather like the last person who spoke. I'm not opposed to getting involved in Russia if we're talking about supporting the Ukrainians in their business, but they've got apparently 800,000 people in the army in Russia. We've got perhaps 75,000 people in the British army. The number that could actually deploy would be, well, you might get 10,000 or 15,000, pretty stretched, but that's all we've got. You've then got the fact that the British are not spending any more money on defense. They've got to spend money now, not next year or the year after. We've got to spend money this year now. We've got to spend a lot more money. And I think, to be fair to Starmer, which I'm not often very fair to him, is he's in a problem here. He knows we ought to spend more money, and then he's stuffed because he likes spending money on welfare.
We wouldn't be the only country deploying troops. The French have said that they could potentially deploy thousands. Presumably the Germans would be involved, the Italians. It would be, in that sense, a Euro force, Andrew, that would be put into Ukraine to help defend it. So the argument about numbers I understand, but that's, we wouldn't be alone.
No, we wouldn't be alone, and that'd be good. But the truth is, we would be participating as part of a bigger force, which would be very worrying for a lot of people. If we're stuffed under, if we're controlled by a German or a French general, we'd be pretty unhappy with that too, actually.
Why?
We could be.
Why?
But it'd be worrying.
Why would we be unhappy to be stuffed, controlled by a French or German?
Why are you laughing?
No. I just thought the description of being stuffed rather gave the game away there, Lord Robotham.
I think it could work. It has worked in the past. But actually, it might not work at all. I think we know this of old, and I think we need to be very careful when we, before we say we're going to deploy troops to Ukraine at this time.
If Ukraine's security became reliant on the Europeans in particular, because the Americans aren't going to do it, putting troops in to help guard or protect or set up or support Ukrainians' capabilities, as the Prime Minister said, what option does Europe have?
Well, I think they do have this option. It could work. It could work, but it's not going to be a huge impact on the defence of Ukraine, I'm afraid.
Why?
Because even if we got a whole load of French and Germans and others to take part, it'd be unlikely to be much more than 30,000, which wouldn't be very many, actually.
Appreciate your time. Well, let me ask you the question before I let you go, Lord Robotham. So let's imagine that there is a peace deal. Yeah. A vote comes to the House of Commons. Would you like, ladies and gentlemen, to deploy British troops into Ukraine to help train them, to help support capabilities, to help construct and protect military hubs, which way would you vote?
I think I would probably vote for the deployment, although I'd have a lot of questions to ask beforehand. I think we need to know a lot more about the details before we actually go and do this sort of thing.